At this time, we will have our opening prayer by our dear sister, Sharaka Melton.
All right, sisters, let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, this Friday night Bible series, to come together tonight and study another portion of your word. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, we thank you for just helping us to have this day, this time, this space, this opportunity to be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you for this Lady Prayer Warrior group, Lord God, for us affording these opportunities and being able to serve you in all the ways that we do. Lord God, we thank you for the administrators, team leaders, all members, everyone who's on the line. And most of all, Lord God, we thank you for the speaker of the hour, Sister Brenda Mason. We ask that you crown her head with wisdom and knowledge and just give her a ready recollection of the things in which she has studied. Bless all of those who are on the program, that they will be able to be diligent and ready to go as they are assigned. Lord God, we ask that you forgive us for our sins. We know sometimes we fall short. We know we don't do what we should do. We don't act in ways we should act. We don't talk the way we should talk. But there's so many different things, and we thank you for being a forgiving God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all power, which is held in your righteous right hand. We thank you for just so many blessings you continue to give us in spite of ourselves. Father, we don't deserve it. We're nothing more than filthy rags, but you continue to bless us over and over and over again. Lord, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Father God, we ask a special prayer for those who are bereaving at this time. Bless the family of Sister Marcia Allen. We ask that you bless Cheryl D. and her family. We ask that you bless all of those who are going through different trials and tribulations at this particular time. Father, we ask that you bless those who are sick. Heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Bless those who are going through different traumas, different things. Father, we know that you have the power to heal. We know that you have the power to give us everything that we need in order to make heaven our home. Help us to be more diligent in our studies. Help us to encourage each other. Help us to stand against the gates of hell and redirect traffic. Help us to be all about your business. Help us at every opportunity that we have that we will be able to come and study your word together. Love on each other, encourage each other, and be there for one another. Help us to be big givers. Father, we come asking a special blessing for our charity hop on tomorrow, that it be a success, and it will continue to be a success as we, as the years to come, and people will look for ways to give. Let us normalize giving our last. Let us normalize giving to people who don't look like us, speak our language. Help us to help those in other countries. All the while, we help those who are around us each and every day. Father, help Lady Prayer Warrior Group be able to stand in such a way that is just pleasing and acceptable in your sight as we go out and try to spread your word and spread the gospel by serving others. Father, we know that a lot of people don't care nothing about your word until they we show them that we care and show them that we are concerned for their safety, for their poverty, for the different things that they're going through, Lord God. So we ask special prayers upon this charity hop. Bless all of those who had anything to do with it, that you would just show up and show out as we try to help others in this effort. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sharaka, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now we will have our health team ministry salute by our dear sister, Adrienne Jameson.
Good evening, sisters. I'm here to represent the Lady Prayer Warriors health team. The team is led by our administrator, Sister Natissa Thompson. The team, the health team, was initiated to help us take care of our temples, also to learn about various and different diseases and ailments. With the health team, we have a monthly challenge, a monthly health challenge. And we also have a monthly awareness program where we focus on various topics like high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, depression. And we even had a topic 1 month that was how to deal with COVID-19. The health team aspires to engage, educate, and empower our Lady Prayer Warrior sisters to treat our bodies with kindness, with care, and with passion. Also, to learn to be effective leaders for creating healthy sisters in Christ. As I said, there's a monthly health challenge like exercising, walking, also demonstrations on how to prepare healthy foods and healthy drinks. So, sisters, if you're interested in learning more about the health team, we invite you to join in on one of our bi-monthly meetings. Presently, there are 23 Lady Prayer Warrior health team members. And the health team is always in active recruitment mode. We would love for you to come on board. There's plenty of work for us to do for God's glory. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Adrienne, for that informative health team ministry salute. Thank you for telling us what our health team is all about. All right, now we will have our scripture reading by our dear sister, Natissa Thompson.
Good evening. Can you hear me well, Sister Katrina?
We hear you, sis.
Wonderful. Thank you. I have the honor to read our scriptures. We have two scriptures tonight. I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 through 11. It's our first scripture. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience. I've read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. And our second verse from the New King James Version is 1 Corinthians. I'll be reading chapter 15, verse number 51 and 52. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52. And it reads, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." I've read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. May the Lord bless the hearers and doers of his word.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Natissa, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. All right, now we're going to have our song praise by our dear sister, Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm going to attempt to sing the song, "You Never Mentioned Him to Me." I know it was sung last week, but this will be totally different. I just learned it, so it's going to be great. I learned it for the Speak Out of Hour. Okay. When in the better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls may be. If any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mentioned him to me. You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me. Oh, let us spread the word wherever it may be heard. Help groping souls alive to see that yonder none may say, you show me not the way, and you never mention him to me. You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me. A few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side, or turn sad eyes to Calvary. So work as days go by, that yonder none may cry, you never mention him to me. You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me. Thank you.
Amen.
Katrina, on mute.
Thank you so much, Sister Lottie. That was very beautiful. You never mentioned him to me. You definitely sang that song. So thank you for allowing God to use your voice on tonight. Now we will have the introduction of our speaker, and that will be done by our dear sister, Angela Hunter.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much for hosting, Sister Katrina. It is my great pleasure to tell you all a little something about our dear sister, Brenda Mason. Well, she is a native of Asheville, North Carolina. She now resides in McDonough, Georgia. Brenda has been married to Rick Mason for 41 years, and they have two adult children, Tremaine and Jeremy. She has three beautiful grandchildren, Iselin, Lyric, and Zania, whom she adores, Zania, whom she adores very much. Brenda obeyed the gospel in May 2000 at the Sims Avenue Church of Christ, where she is a member, and Brother William Goolsbee is the pastor. She has been an active member of the Lady Prayer Warriors for the past 6 years and has been to 3 retreats. She is on the benevolence team, the health team, and the prison ministry sick and shut-in team. Her favorite motto is, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Her favorite scripture is Psalms 51 and verse 10, which reads, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Her favorite song is, "I really love the Lord." Brenda's hobbies are cooking, singing, helping others, and of course, traveling. So it is with great pleasure that I present to you our speaker for tonight, Sister Brenda Mason.
Good evening, sisters. Good evening, good evening, good evening. First of all, I would like to thank God for this opportunity. I'd like to thank God for being here on tonight. I'd like to thank admins for giving me this opportunity to be here. I also would like to thank my participants, Sister Katrina Stafford for her gracious hosting, Sister Sharaka Melting for the going to the throne of grace, opening prayer. Our scripture, Sister Natissa Thompson, thank you so much. Sister Adrian Jameson for the Health Team Ministry Salute. Sister Lottie Holcomb for that beautiful song. You never mentioned him to me, and you did a marvelous job. Sister Angela Hunter for introducing me. Thank you so much, Sister Angela. Thank you. And closing prayer will be done by Sister Adrian Jameson. I'm a little nervous. It's been a long time. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for our life, health, and strength. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we're praying for the sick and the shut-in. Those that are grieving at this time, we have so many, Father God. Just be with them, Father God. We're asking you to heal them and give them the strength and peace for all understanding. Father, forgive me of my sins, seen and unseen. Throw them in the lake of forgiveness. Lord, be with our sisters on this call tonight. Father, as I go to give this lesson, let this lesson be used to that someone can use it on a daily basis. Lord, help me to remember the things that I have learned and read. These and all blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I took the song also and put it in. But my topic is saving lost souls. Let me read my scriptures again. Was coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and our trust also are made manifest in our consciousness." 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump of the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed." The song has some questionable concepts It causes us to think about the present position and his present activities with regard to loss. It is no doubt indeed of us sharing the gospel of Christ with others. While we still have time and opportunity to share with those who do not know him and have not obeyed him. So we must go to our neighbors and share the gospel. When we go to the grocery store, we can share the gospel. When we get in the mani-pedi, we must share the gospel. When we're on Facebook, we can share the gospel. When we call someone on the phone, and we can share the gospel. While walking in the park, we can share the gospel. Even while talking to our siblings, we can share the gospel as well to them. The first verse can make us feel guilty about probably like we want to change the subject and sing about how Jesus loves us rather than the question how much we love him to others. We need to know him. It focuses on us to examine our own relationship with him and to see if we are carrying on his mission, which is to seek and save the lost. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which is lost. 1 Corinthians 15:51-52, behold, I show the mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump of trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The Lord is coming in the resurrection of the end of the world. The judgment and the transference to heaven and hell take place in instant. The blink of an eye. We will not be able to congratulate the saved. Sister Bridges would say, Lord, I made it. Sister Dorothy Jenkins would say, hallelujah, praise God. Sister Sharaka would say, let's get crumped up in here. But we would not be able to do that. We would not be able to graduate the saved. Our commensurating with the unsaved. We will be focused instantly upon what is going to happen to us personally. This is personal. Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Romans 14:10-12, but why dost judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Revelation 20:11-12, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face did the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the book was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of the things which was written in the books according to Okay. Okay. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the books according to their works. None of us will miss the final gathering. There will be no talking to the lost at no time. Judgment will be immediately and final, for all results will be eternal. Verse 2 in that in this song, a few sweet words may guide a lost one in his sight. Our turn set eyes on glory. So work as day go by, that yonder none may cry, you never mention him to me. Sometimes it only takes a few words of encouragement to point of Christ or persuade others to obey. Whether they obey it or not, as it is to be their own choice, we cannot choose it for them. The course goes as we never mention him. You never mention him to me. You help me not the light to see. We met, you met me day by day. You knew I was astray, but you never mentioned him to me. Those we see day by day, those we know have gone, are going astray from the Lord. We may have to speak more than once, but if it takes that, do it. We don't want them to die untold if we can help it. Tell them whether they listen or not. Sisters, we have done our part. Like in Matthew 10:14, and whosoever shall receive you, now hear your words. When ye depart out of that house or city, shake the dust off your feet. Amen. We will share his gospel, his message, his mission points of God, of the way God through him spread his love and his words to others. Sister, this is my lesson. The lesson is yours, and I thank you so much for listening. God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for that powerful lesson. Now at this time, we will have our closing prayer by our dear sister, Adrienne Jameson.
Sisters, please bow as we pray. Heavenly Father, we love you, and we're so grateful to you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us. We're grateful to have been on this call tonight to hear and learn from our dear sister Brenda's lesson. May we utilize our takeaways and implement what we need into our daily lives. Forgive us of our sins, Father, so our prayers won't be hindered in any way. Help us to grow stronger in you, Father. Be with the sick among us, the shut-ins, those that are grieving the loss of a loved one, Father God. Be with those that have had recent surgeries and those that are going through trials and tribulations. Father, may you continue to bless us all until the next appointed time. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Adrienne, for that powerful closing prayer.
You're welcome.